ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today on this auspicious day of Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, I would like to talk about some verses that come to my mind. One verse is Agyanat atava gyanat utama shloka namayat sankirtitam agham pungso dahed edo yathanalaha. As fire burns dry grass into ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful life. So, some or other, all of us, we got caught in the material world by the illusory energy of the Lord. And in this network of material existence, it is not possible to escape this network of material existence. It's not possible by one's own strength, because we are small, tiny. Maya is very great. Krishna expresses this in Bhagavad Gita. Daivisha guna maima mamaya duratyaya. My energy is very difficult to overcome. But Krishna is very kind in this age. He has come as Lord Chaitanya, and he has brought the medicine. Just like somebody is sick, he needs to take medicine. And if he takes that medicine very carefully, then that medicine will act. And so, nothing is more Nothing is more of an obstacle in this material world than desire for sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada said one time, there is no deadlier disease in this material world than the desire for sense gratification. Forgiveness, compassion, piety, and truth are the actual nectar of human life. He said, if you seek to liberate your soul, turn your back on material desires as you would on poison. So naturally, the position of every living being in this material world is that he came here to enjoy his senses, his mind, the material energy. And the conditioning is very strong. So much so that it is almost impossible to overcome the shackles of material existence, particularly in this age of Kali, Kalu Sudra, Sambhavan. It is stated that everyone in this age is practically speaking a Sudra. So therefore, the special dispense is given in this age that has been disseminated by Sri Krishna Chaitanya in the chanting of the holy name. There are so many different types of spirituality on this planet. So many different types of religiosity. But we feel very sorry to observe then in generally the chanting of the holy name of God is not going on. And so we can understand that those who can chant Krishna's name, who can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare,
are particularly fortunate. One time we walked with Srila Prabhupada and he told us, it was under the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and I've created you good fortune. That good fortune is the holy name which, as it's stated in this verse, burns to ashes, dry grass, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, without fail, all reactions to one's sinful life. Lives, so many lives. And that's a special benediction in this age, because Lord Krishna knows that the living entity in this age is very much conditioned, is very much, this is a leftover. We have to understand Satya Yuga, most people who are sane, they're left already. In Treta Yuga, people left. Dwarapa Yuga, people left. This is a leftover, just like when you, after the Sunday feast, whatever is left over, that is practically speaking the situation of Kali Yuga. People have eaten, everybody has taken a feast. We are the leftovers of the previous ages. We have not gone back, everybody else has gone back, and we are still here. It's not a great position to live in Kali Yuga. But the Lord understands that. That the situation is difficult, and therefore he has given this special mercy in form of the chanting of the holy name, which burns to ashes, as it is stated in this verse, all the reactions to one's life. Tavakatamri tatapta jivanam. This is a famous verse spoken by the gopis. Kavibir iritam kalma shapaham. Shravana mangalam shrimad atatam buvigrinante ye buridana jaha. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sin. Whoever hears these narrations, or in fact the holy name, attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with transcendental power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. One time, Srila Prabhupada in London, called the Sankirtan devotees together, those devotees who were distributing books under often extremely difficult circumstances. Minus 20 degree in Russia, I heard minus 60 degree. If you spit, it freezes before it hits the ground. It is, so you cannot touch a car, your hand will freeze immediately to the car. If you take the hand off, the skin is on the car and the raw flesh is on your hand. I remember we used to take showers in winter. The only water tap that was going was in cemeteries. We used to collect water from the cemetery and between the graves in winter, in snow, we would take our shower. And one time, I remember the police came. All of a sudden, they said, "Who's there?" And then we said, "Hare Krishna." I said, "Okay." Because they knew only Hare Krishnas could do such a thing. To take a shower in a cemetery in the middle of winter. So under all kinds of very difficult circumstances, the devotees have distributed the names of Krishna. And Prabhupada said, that is the essence. He's asking, one time in London, this question to the Sangirtan devotees. What is the most essential verse? And two of us answered, Yada Dekata Ka Krishna Padesh. This is an instruction Lord Chaitanya gave to Koma Brahmana. We were hearing about Koma Brahmana just before. Wherever you go, you chant the holy name of Krishna. You distribute the holy name of Krishna. Because the holy name of Krishna is so merciful that anybody who hears the name, anybody who chants the name, anybody who distributes the name, anybody who chants japa, anybody, even if he falls from the ladder and he chants Hare Krishna, even accidentally, as it is stated, knowingly or unknowingly, he's making progress in spiritual life. In the discussion between Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya, the question was raised. The Lord himself raised this question to Haridas. How do people come to piety? How do they come to Sukriti? And Haridas Thakur said, by Agyata Sukriti, by unknowingly performed devotional service. And so, people sometimes jokingly, or even in an aggressive mood, or for some other reason, chant the holy name of Krishna. And even they, their Agyata Sukriti is turned to Sukriti. And in due course of time, they will be saved by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya has come, Lord Chaitanya has come because he knew nothing else will deliver the souls in this age but special mercy, not ordinary mercy. People are incapable. There's lust, there's anger, there's greed, there's madness, there's illusion, there's envy in everyone's heart. And so with these six enemies of the soul, to turn to Krishna is not easy. And so therefore Krishna has given us the medicine in form of chanting the holy name. Holy name is as powerful as Krishna himself, non-different from Krishna. As we have heard, Kalinama Rupa Krishna Avatar. The avatar, the form of Krishna, that descends in this age, is a chanting. So when we chant, we are with Krishna in the same room. We have the opportunity in the morning when we chant our japa to be with Krishna. Who has this exclusive opportunity that we can be with Krishna for an hour, for two, for three? As long as we desire, we can be in Krishna's association. And just like the sun is purifying the ground, even if the ground is full of filth, the sun will purify it. So in the same way, by associating with Krishna through his holy name, the suffering soul, the soul which is suffering in this age of false ego, full of material desires, becomes gradually purified. Srila Prabhupada told us that it is a gradual process of purification. So powerful, as it is stated, Namno hiya vatsakshi, papa niharani, hare, tavatkartum nasaknoti, patakam pataki naraha. More sinful reactions are counteracted than one is able to commit in one lifetime by chanting the holy name even once. Imagine, even if somebody seriously chants the holy name, even only once, it says in Brihad Vishnu Purana, more sins are forgiven and he is able to commit in one lifetime. It is a fundamental religious principle in this age of Kali to chant the name of Krishna, the essence. Sanatana Dharma in this age means to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwarpa Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, is attained immediately in Kali Yuga simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Whether it's jokingly or seriously, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is a doubtless and fearless way of success and to become free from all material desires. By those who are desirous to become free from material enjoyment as well as by those who desire material enjoyment. Even those who desire material enjoyment. Just like the story of the prostitute who approached Haridas Thakur. She was desirous of sense gratification. She wanted to enjoy, but simply by hearing the sound vibration from the lips of a pure devotee, she became purified. So even if one is desirous for sense gratification, even if one has material desires, these material desires, there's one verse where it is explained, just like seeds, once fried in ghee, cannot sprout again. So in the same way, even if they are unmanifested seeds, they may not even be manifested, unmanifested seeds in the heart, even they cannot sprout. What to speak of manifested material desires? They become destroyed by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. That's why it is the medicine in this age, which is full of power, and Prabhupada wanted us to distribute this message everywhere. That's why he said the most important verses, Yanade Kataka Krishna Upadesh, distribute this knowledge everywhere, to everyone, this chanting of the holy name, so that people become purified from their material conditioning. The more we chant, the more our heart becomes purified. Little chanting brings about a little result. More chanting brings a bigger result. The more we chant, the more Krishna comes to us. He becomes visible. Normally Krishna is not visible. Naham prakasha savasya yogamaya samavritaha. Mudoyam nabijanati. Fools cannot see me. Why is that? Yoga maya samavritaha. Because they're bewildered by maya. So as long as we are bewildered by maya, we cannot see Krishna. He's invisible. Although he's everywhere and can be seen and perceived everywhere, he's not visible by the conditioned soul. They're conditioned not to see him. They have this cataract. We are going to the eye camp in Varshana to remove the cataract. And after the cataract is removed, people can actually see. So in the same way, in this age, people have this cataract of sinful desires. And due to sinful desires, they're not able to see Krishna. But by the process of chanting the holy name, this cataract is removed. It may take some time, and it will take some time. But in due course of time, as we keep on chanting the holy name of Krishna, the cataract is removed. One is purified by the sun of the holy name. Krishna, Surya Sama. Krishna is like the sunshine, and so is the holy name. Maya Haya Andhakar. And Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there is no question of darkness. So therefore it is essential that we chant this holy name and that we distribute this holy name far and wide. Via kirtan, via lecturing, via speaking, or via the big midranga, as Srila Prabhupada called it, Bhaktisiddhanta called it, the big midranga, by book distribution. These books go far and wide. And even the most unlikely people may get this book. There's a lot of discussion in India about conversions from one religion into the other. We don't have to be worried by that. We don't have to be agitated by that. Because by the end of the day, you may change people from one religion into the other. It doesn't make a difference. Before he was a Karmi, and after that he's a Karmi. What is required is a change of heart. What is required is that a person achieves love of God. What is required is that a person becomes purified. Unless he becomes purified, what is the use of rubber stamping people belonging to this religion or that religion? The world is full of people who commit themselves to this religion or that religion, but is their heart purified? Are they actually having a change of heart? Are they actually turning to God, to Krishna, seriously? Is purification taking place? That is the point. And so, by book distribution, we are distributing these books everywhere. And by chanting, our message goes everywhere. And a sincere soul will find Krishna. If somebody is sincere, he finds Krishna. And if somebody is not sincere, he will find not. Everyone reaps what he sows. Somebody doesn't come to Krishna consciousness. Somebody doesn't receive the holy name of Krishna. Somebody doesn't come to Lord Chaitanya. That's his misfortune. We give the opportunity to everybody. We distribute these books far and wide. But it's up to the people to take the book. It is up to the people to take to the holy name. It is up to the people to chant the holy name. It's not up to us. And those who are ready for it, they will take it. And those who are not ready for it, no matter what we do, it's not in their hands. They'll not be able to perceive the message, to receive the message because of sinfulness, because of karma. So our duty is therefore to give as many people in this world this opportunity. This was Lord Chaitanya's mission. To give this opportunity of chanting the holy name of Krishna and hearing Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, to as many people as possible in this world. And in this way, by distributing Krishna consciousness to others, distributing Krishna consciousness in our own hearts. Let this chanting of Krishna's name go everywhere. Let these books of Krishna conscious information, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, go everywhere. We don't have to worry about the future of the Hare Krishna movement. The decision is already made in the spiritual world. As Lord Nityananda was predicting, Priti Viti Achyati Nagarari Grama, the decision is already made that the holy name of Krishna will go everywhere and that sincere souls all over the world will take to the chanting of the holy name. Not everybody will take to it. Srila Prabhupada said there will be demons. They will not take to the holy name. But in due course of time, the forces of light will dissipate the darkness of ignorance. And gradually, the world will become Krishna conscious. Not by conversion with a sword, not by conversion at gunpoint, not by conversion with bags of rice. That will not do. By conversion of the heart. The heart has to be converted from lust to love, from selfishness to selflessness. And everybody of us has to do this for himself. One time, there's a nice story I tend to tell. There was one man who was watching television, and he was disturbed by his son. So he ripped out of a magazine a world map, and he cut it into pieces like a puzzle, and he gave it to his son with a piece of scotch tape and said, "You glue the world together." And he was hoping that the son would be busy for 2-3 hours. So the son came back after 5 minutes and said, "Dad, here's the world map." So the father was surprised. He said, "How do you know how the world looks like?" He was just a little boy. So the little boy said, "Dad, Peter, on the back of the map there was a man. And if you get the man together, then you get the world together." And the father said, "That is a fact. That is a fact. If you get the man together, you get the world together." And so our preaching can't be just pracha. It has to also be acha. We have to get the world together by getting ourselves together. If we get ourselves together, then automatically the holy name will go everywhere. But unless we get ourselves together, it will take time. People are waiting, when will the age of Lord Chaitanya start? It is up to us. Krishna can do miracles. From one moment to another, one man could come into this temple, a blind man, and said, "I can see, I can see." The message will spread all over Bombay. Hundreds of people, blind people will come, and "I can see as well." There will be a traffic jam, complete traffic jam over Bombay. Everybody wants to go here to be able to see the miracle that people can see. This has happened in history many times. So Krishna can do anything he wants. He can do all the miracles he wants to bring people to Krishna consciousness, but we have to be ready to receive these people. We have to be ready for it. So, in that sense, the Hare Krishna movement can only spread to the degree we are able to spread the Hare Krishna movement by having spread the Hare Krishna movement in our own life, in our own heart. To that degree, we are able to spread the Hare Krishna movement in our own heart. We are able to spread the Hare Krishna movement to the world. Krishna Shakti Vinana Ta Pravartana. Unless one is empowered, one cannot spread the holy name. And we are empowered to that degree that there's purity. That's why Srila Prabhupada had this formula that he said, purity is a force. From impurity to impurity, Srila Prabhupada said one time when he painted the logo of ISKCON in form of a lotus. He painted this lotus, some of you will know this old lotus Prabhupada painted. He put ISKCON inside. And devotees asked him, "Why do you use a lotus?" And Prabhupada said, "From impurity to purity." That is the lotus. It comes out of the muck, out of impure sand, but it rises beautifully. So in the same way, he said, ISKCON, from impurity to purity. Gradually, gradually, people will join and become purified by being members of this society and chanting the holy name of Krishna, associating with devotees, taking prasadam, hearing Bhagavatam, going to Govardhan, going to Vrindavan, taking bath in Ganga, Yamuna. We become purified and strong. And as such, we'll be able to distribute and give pleasure to Krishna Chaitanya. Because he wants to see that the fallen souls in this age are saved. Krishna goes with everybody in the material world. He never leaves us. In the spiritual world, everybody has Krishna for himself, as exemplified in the rasa dance in Vrindavan. Everybody is associating with Krishna. So even in the material world, we are associating with Krishna at every moment. Krishna is in our heart. And without Krishna, we cannot even speak. Savasya chamadidi sannivishto. Matasmitya gyanamba punamcha. We cannot remember anything. We don't know anything. We cannot even lift our hand without Krishna. So he goes with us into this faraway land of the material world, always with us at every moment. We are guests here in this world. People may leave us. We may be disappointed by people, and we will. No doubt about us. Even those we find that love us, ultimately will leave us alone, will have to leave us alone when we leave this body, when we are alone. Not alone when we are with Krishna. So the Lord is so kind that he goes with every living entity in the form of a water buffalo, in the water. The buffalo stands in the water, the cow stands outside, in the form of a cow, wherever, whatever form we may take, as a tree, as a bird, Lord goes with us. And he wonders, he asks this question to us, when are you finished with all that? When will you turn towards me? When will you come? When will you make an effort to leave things behind? What do you want? To stay in the material world? What is the use? When do you come? So Krishna has been waiting for so long. His patience is extremely long. He has been waiting for us since time immemorial. And so here's the opportunity to turn back to him, to go back to Krishna, even this very lifetime, by taking his mercy that has come to us in the form of the holy name, in the form of the Vaishnavas, in the form of prasadam, in the form of the deities. All over the world, we have beautiful deities in the form of temples, in the form of a society. Srila Prabhupada has created an organized attempt for us to live and to distribute the holy name in form of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is pure mercy. This society is pure mercy. It is meant to give mercy. And it is meant to purify and support those who work within the society. It's Krishna's special mercy in this age of Kali, is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna has given us a society, and we should maintain this society very nicely. We should understand that anybody who comes to this society, anybody who comes to this door, he's very special to Krishna. And we should treat him as such. He's important. There are millions of people who don't come through this door. But those who come to this door, Bhagyavan Jiva, they're fortunate souls. They have gone all over the universe. Brahmana Brahmini Kuna, Bhagyavan Jiva. But they're fortunate souls. And we should extend our love and our care to those souls that come. And to those who have not come yet. Because there are plenty of those. There are plenty of those who don't want to come. But there are plenty of people who are right now in anxiety, don't know what to do with their life, trying to find God, trying to find a way out of their difficult situations, asking questions. It is not that we are making devotees, we just have to find the devotees. The devotees are already out there. We just have to find them. And if we don't find them, then it's our fault. We have to extend this mercy. Anybody who extends this mercy of Krishna to others, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is very dear to me. No one is more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. So we should use our life as such to distribute this mercy everywhere. That is ISKCON. An international attempt, an international society of devotees who preach and distribute the holy name of the Lord, who chant japa, who purify their existence and try to purify this planet, which is full of destructive ideas, full of destructive concepts, full of destructive philosophies, and full of destructive even religiosity, sectarianism. Nothing is more pure than Krishna's name. And nothing can ultimately hold Krishna's name back from being successful. Wherever there is Krishna and wherever there is Arjuna, there is certainly victory, morality and strength. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna. So Prabhupada was confident that this movement will go all over the world. He was confident that his books be there in thousands of years. He was confident that simply distributing Krishna consciousness seriously, this world will change. It will take some time. And it seems to be that it has to get worse before it's getting better. But by the end of the day, if we sincerely practice Krishna consciousness and distribute Krishna consciousness, this movement will be very successful. We will be successful and the world will be successful. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Nitai Gurari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitago Radibo, 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 Nitago Radibo.
The Prabhupada ki. I wanted to apologize that I spoke before Chandramouli Maharaj. It was made like that. I didn't want to do it, really. He escaped.